Good morning, Lee.
And on page 4 of this week's paper, you look at the Forest Sports Centre there. Major upgrades are currently underway, but you've got some information regarding some murals on the fences.
Yeah, so there's been some upgrades going along at Forest Sports Centre for probably the better part of a year now. I think going on quite a while. They're probably nearing completion, but there's a plain tin fence that runs along the highway there, and as the upgrades are being closer done, they want kids in the area to be using the facilities as much as possible when they become available. So with that in mind, they approached Forest Primary School about doing a few murals up to get them displayed down there. They all embody what it's like to be in Forest, a bit of like the past of Forest, some of the history and what it looks like now. They've all kind of spliced them together, which is pretty cool. And they're going to be displayed along the fence, which will be a really effective way to kind of give the kids a bit of ownership of the facilities, I suppose. So, yeah, went down and talked to some of the artists, and Rebecca Corbishock's on the committee of the Forest Sports Centre. I had a talk to her as well as Fran Joyce, the artist that helped make it all happen. So, yeah, plenty to read about.
And on the back page of this week's paper, the Stanley Golf Club was the home of what is a magnificent event over the long weekends in November, annual Nut Cup.
Yeah, the Nut Cup is a massive event for the Stanley Golf Club, and I know a lot of people eagerly look forward to it every year, and who wouldn't? The long weekend in November every year, you come down, you play a bit of golf over a couple of days, and you head on home again. People come from all over the state to play. This year, Wynyard Golf Club's Craig Tancock was very difficult to beat. One of the best bowlers in Tasmania, I've been told by several people, and he's really, really, really handy. But he had a bit of just competition with Jack Lakin, who's a 19-year-old boy from Stanley. His parents own Moby Dick. He works there, and he's been very, very good. He won the Nut Cup on the Sunday, but was unlucky to go down in the scratch after finishing level with Craig Tancock. They went down to a shootout across holes 7, 8 and 9. He couldn't quite get it done, unfortunately.
Craig Hancock is no stranger to the golfing world, but Jack Lakin, playing off a handicap of 2. That's fantastic.
He's an absolute freak show. He's really, really good. He's been winning stuff for forever. He comes and he performed really well in the fifth and bowl earlier in the year as well. And he spent a lot of time down at the Stanley Golf Club as he was growing up and obviously learning to play golf. So on his home course, it's pretty hard to stop.
And on the front page of the paper, just wrapping up, I see the team of Circular Head Aboriginal Corporation pleased to be able to be celebrating NAIDOC Week.
Yeah, so NAIDOC Week was obviously earlier in the year, was pretty difficult to celebrate with COVID going on. And they also had a little festival called Tanaminaway Festival Plan. They've been advertising that in our paper, which unfortunately had to be cancelled right as it went into lockdown. It was meant to be. I think it was like very late March from memory. So very unfortunate they had to cancel that. But now that we're out happy again and the sun is shining, they're able to get back out and celebrate that in it. The event will obviously look a little bit different, but it's nice to be able to gather again in person to celebrate that.
And we can read about those stories and a lot more in this week's copy of the Circular Head Chronicle, which is available right now. Isaac, you have a great day and a great week. And I'll tell you what we'll do. We might even catch up with you again next Thursday morning, a little after 7.
No worries, Joel. I'll see you then.